This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Counting down to Christmas. Hey friends, Scott Henlon, Kevin Flynn, what's on your mind? Another hour. John Hinderrocker from the Center of the American Experiment will join us in just a little bit. We have Stanford University's very woke list of harmful language for you. You won't believe the list. And your pet peeves continuing on What's on Your Mind. So let us know by calling 701-271-1100 or you can text us 701-237-1590. Somebody already waiting to weigh in, Kev James. James is on the line. Go ahead, James. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, my pet peeve is these Republican politicians, if that's what we're still calling them, they remind me of the used car salesman on National Affluent Vacation, Eugene Levy.
I'm trying to remember that movie. Was he a beauty, Eugene Levy?
Well, he was the guy that had a family truckster. This is the family truck.
Who was he trying to sell it to?
To Clark Griswold.
Oh, he was.
And he brought out
Griswold.
And Griswold wanted the Arctic blue,
right.
But he brought out the pea soup green.
There you go. All right.
That's not the car I ordered. You know, you're both of these guys. They tell you one thing, and then when it comes time. You don't get the car you ordered with these guys.
Right.
You didn't order the pea soup green soup? No, it's Arctic blue.
They sell you the car with a dysfunctional airbag.
Yeah.
Yes.
One more pet peeve, if I can get one more in there.
You can.
This news map. They're trying to see which way the wind blows with this DeSantis Trump thing. They're like one of those people that, their team doesn't win the Super Bowl, but the team that does win the Super Bowl, the next year they got the Super Bowl winning team jacket on. You know, they jump on the bandwagon right away. Donald Trump, he helped make that news map what it is, and now they're just trying to. They're trying to see which way the wind blows.
I think they're just genuinely trying to find out where people are at. Are they more in the DeSantis or the Trump camp? I don't necessarily think they're trying to sway things.
Well, I don't
to
know
the
why they worded it about if he should still run. You know, I mean, he's running. It is what it is.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, I didn't.
They don't need a poll out there to say if he should drop out or not.
I mean,
right. That's up to them.
Yeah, I've heard other people say the same thing. So you're on to something that others are sensing as well. I didn't take it that way, but here's that clip.
You don't remember this classic?
Dad, this is not the car you ordered.
Take it easy, Rusty. Ed, this is not the car I ordered. I distinctly ordered the Antarctic Blue Super Sports Wagon with the CB and the optional Rally Fun Pack.
You didn't order the Metallic P?
Metallic P? No, Antarctic Blue. The Sports Wagon. This isn't even the right model.
You know, I think you're right. I don't think this is the car. This is the new Wagon Queen family truckster. This is a damn fine automobile, if you want my honest opinion. Beats the hell out of the sports wagon, but I want to make you happy, huh?
There's the Democratic Party.
I want to make you
There's
happy.
The Democratic Party, the character right there.
James is on to something there. Thank you, James.
Oh, you don't know Metallic P?
A texter says, my pet peeve is Stanford University. Mine, too, after seeing their list of harmful language for crying out loud. You ready for a few of these, Kev?
Yeah.
American is out.
Okay, no.
You know what's in? In its place?
Oh, boy. I can't wait. What?
U.S. citizen. You know why?
Why?
Because...
Racist?
Well, it discriminates against South and Central America.
Yep.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, because we need to care about that.
We're assuming that we're the only Americans.
Oh, right.
And leaving South and Central America out. So that's...
Well, I guess, technically speaking, we are North America.
Right.
But that would include Canada, so we've got to, you know...
Work that out with them.
I see. It's important, you know.
You can no longer say, kill two birds with one stone.
I'll kill two birds with my 12-gauge Remington shotgun. Thank you very much.
No, the phrase.
And I'll kill my limit.
The
more
phrase
than two.
Is out.
Oh, the phrase. That's even worse.
You need to say, do two things at once. You know why? Because saying, kill two birds with one stone promotes animal cruelty.
Yeah. Easy.
This is Stanford University.
Seriously, come to the fields of South Dakota with me in October, and I'll show you some animal cruelty.
You can no
and
longer
it's delicious.
You can no longer say walk in. You need to say drop in, because walk in trivializes people with disabilities. Yes, I said it. You cannot say man hours. You can say person hours, because man hours reinforces male-dominated language. I got a problem with you, Kevin, in the male-dominated language. You always tend to say man hours. You can't say that. It's person hours. You can't say grandfather. Why is that? Well, they want you to say legacy instead, because the grandfather clause denied black people the vote.
Wow.
You see what I'm saying?
I have no idea.
You got that problem there. Brave is out. Brave is out.
Oh, of course. Toxic masculinity. Can't have any of that.
It promotes a savage stereotype.
Sure. Yeah.
A savage stereotype.
That's why Winnebago doesn't make the chieftain or the brave or any of those classic named models anymore.
Master is out. No longer saying master because, you know, people are going to think. You can say primary. You can say main. But master connotates slavery. So, white paper is out. You can't say white paper.
This is ridiculous.
You can say position paper. Okay. I'm sensing that you're not going along with Stanford on these changes.
Someone actually sat down, maybe more than one person, and thought about this and really put some time into it and wrote it down. And then someone else said, "Yeah,
right.
Let's publish this and put the." And they somehow think that that's real world concerns.
White paper is out.
Yeah.
Position paper is in.
Position paper.
Mm-hmm.
How does that define the? What if I have a red paper? No. Is red paper out? What about yellow paper?
It's a racist to say.
It should all be out. Blanco. That'd be white, but in different languages.
Let's get physically ill reading these.
I just can't understand.
It's
unreal, man.
Unbelievable. Craig, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Craig.
Well, Stanford and you guys are missing the point. Of all the countries in North and South America, there's only one with the word American in the title. We are the United States of America. You have Brazil in South America. You have Canada in North America. Nobody has the title America in their title. That's why we are Americans and can truly say we are the Americans. It's in our title of our country.
Hang on. Right. I'm going to connect you with Stanford, and we're going to let you two
work
this out.
Let Craig at him.
Craig is making some sense there.
My bad.
So thank you, Craig. Appreciate it. Steve is next. Steve is where?
In Fargo, I believe.
Steve in Fargo. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I just got out of the VA. By the way, we got a great VA here in Fargo, so I've had nothing but good treatment there. But I was watching Fox Business this morning before I left for the VA. And they had Mitch McConnell on and John Thune and Joni Ernst standing behind bragging about this omnibus bill. Are those South Dakota senators from Thune and Rounds, are they really true conservatives? I'm really starting to wonder about those guys.
Well, I mean, like North Dakota and South Dakota, I think you get a, because it's so dominated by Republicans, you get a broader ideological spectrum. So, you know, I think they're Republicans. I think they are not as conservative as Ted Cruz. That's how I'd assess it.
Yeah, I just get so disappointed in them the way they, you know. I don't think they're really big Trump supporters. Of course, I live in Minnesota. Of course, you know where we're at. We're gone, as far as I'm concerned. I'll never get that straightened out. But anyway, I just want to get your thoughts on that, and wish the best for the country. And I want this next 2 years to go by, and hope we get our country back 2 years from now. I really do.
Boy, oh boy, isn't that?
Amen to that, brother.
No kidding. Drive safely, Stephen. How far do you have to go into Minnesota?
No, I'm just going into, I just live in Delaware and stuff, so I'm just on my way back from the VA and stuff. So yeah, but the roads are tough. They're getting slick now. A little snow came down again, so yeah.
My bride works at the VA. I'll pass that along. They take great pride in that in Fargo, VA.
Oh, Tom, I tell you what, I've got you to tell her thank you, because I've had nothing but great care from the VA, and I got nothing good to say about them. I mean, they're just great people over there. Nothing bad. They're just great.
I've never heard somebody speak ill of the Fargo VA.
Right, and it was really hard on my wife and all of the employees there when all the VA nonsense in Phoenix and all that went down, because they're like, we're not like that. We're awesome.
And every patient said that.
Yep.
Absolutely. Great hearing from you, Steve. Thank you. More after this.
Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Bramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I guarantee you, if you give the gift of a hot spring spa or a Finley Osana from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 this Christmas, that is a gift that will live on and will change your life. Change your health and wellness. Don't let the finances be a concern for you, because they have 12-month no interest, no payment financing. You use it now, you pay later. Talk to anybody that owns a hot spring spa. They'll tell you it's the absolute best ownership experience. Better massage, better water, better energy. you use it more, you get out better than you got in. Every day made better, below the water, above the water, and beyond the water. Hot springs, spas, and pool tables, too. Same with the Finley Osana. It's the miracle of the medical world. 12 of the greatest health and wellness benefits offered on the planet. Every day made better. Live better, live longer. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Can't believe this right now. They're selling the hot spring spas and giving you a Finley Osana. The sauna. Buy the spa, get the sauna. Hot spring spa, pool tables, too. Tell them Scott sent you. Emailer says, Scott, I've never been injured by a word. Well, that is unless someone wrote it on a 2x4 and hit me with it.
Yep.
I have north of 36 scars, none of them caused by words. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Taught that, learned that, the first grade. Set me and my classmates up for life. What BS they are teaching today. It makes kids afraid of words?
Exactly.
I've had my feelings hurt by words. Feelings are thoughts. So I thought about something else. If you can't, your problem isn't the words, it's obsessive thoughts. Get help.
Wow, well put.
Well put, Dan.
So well put, yeah.
I agree with you. I've got more from the Stanford list in case you wanted to. Karen's out. Can't say Karen anymore, Kev.
Oh.
I know you're a big fan of that word. You're going to have to replace it. You can replace it with demanding or entitled white woman.
Entitled to what? Yeah, Karen.
Oh, gosh almighty, this stuff wears me out. It's just so stupid. You can't say addict. It's been replaced with person with a substance abuse disorder.
It's a disorder now.
Yep.
Oh, got it.
Child's prostitute. Gone. Change that to child who's been trafficked. What the hell's the difference? My goodness. No more Karen. How about long time no see? Gone. Need to replace that with I haven't seen you in a long time.
Oh, because of no see thing. What, making fun of disabled?
Well, the phrase was originally used to mock indigenous peoples. And Chinese who spoke broken English. Yeah.
Wrong time, no see?
I guess.
Okay.
You just said it. Now you're offending people.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can I not do any impersonations anymore?
You cannot.
I will.
And Karen is out.
Okay.
Karen is out. Remember that.
Got it.
My pet peeve is woke people. This is the epitome of woke.
I can't tell you how much all of this is so lost on me. Good luck with that. If I think you're a Richard, I'm going to call you a Richard.
You are?
Or whatever I want to call you, or not call you, or whatever I want to say. Because guess what? I can.
Are you going to call me freshman?
Freshman.
Or a congresswoman, because that is out.
Ah, congressperson. All of that.
Not inclusive.
Gender labeling, we can't have any of that anymore.
I'm done with this list. Stanford has gone woke and stupid.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Texter says, pet peeve, speeders passing on the right, preventing 55ers from taking their exit. Not totally getting that, are you?
What are you doing in the left lane going for your exit?
Right.
In the right lane plenty of time.
Something's wrong with that translation.
Yeah. Getting the right lane sooner.
I'm going to use Stanford's PC word, says another listener, and carry a big stick then. Texter says, is black ice really black? Shouldn't it be white privileged ice? After all, driving on a road that looks black could be demeaning to people of color.
Well, that is so well said.
Yeah, at Stanford, it probably worries them.
So important.
By the way, I'm watching travel on I-29, and I would say this. It is usually you can look at I-29, and but for the worst road conditions, speeds are pretty much normal.
Yeah.
They don't change much. But I detect a tint of speed reduction from people on I-29 that I'm watching right now, right here today.
I thought of a couple more pet peeves quick.
You did.
Has to do with verbiage,
okay,
and language and,
yeah,
grammar.
Yeah.
When people say, right? So
you don't like that, right?
So the president is working hard, right?
Right.
Right?
Right.
They go, they always say right. And no, wrong, actually. Wrong. But right? And the other one is, to be honest, or honestly, to be honest, I...
Were you lying before?
Right. The terms are frank or candid.
Right?
Right? Good timing there, brother. Those are pro-level comedy skills right there.
Oh, my
right?
gosh. The whole world's gone mad.
You know what I'm saying with that? It's like everybody, right?
Yeah. Crazy.
During their own conversation. Like, I'm right, right? I'm correct,
I'm
right?
Right, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only way we're going to save this country, says another listener, is the Convention of the States. We have to wake up and use the power that was given to the states by the Constitution.
I am getting more and more on board with that message.
True statement. Love that movement of the Convention of the States. How many North Dakotans want our senators to vote for the additional $45 billion in Ukraine aid? Not very many, yet the senators know better than us and will vote yes.
They voted no.
On the Ukraine aid?
No. Well, that's part of the omnibus.
Is it?
Yeah, there's $45 billion in there.
Okay. And I do recall Senator Kramer on one of the last packages for Ukraine voting no. So I think you've got some... You got a little bad info there.
Some of the pork I saw, and I'll just, one of it was, you see, $45 billion additional aid for Ukraine, $1.2 million for LGBTQ plus pride centers, $3 million for NYC's American LGBTQ plus museum, $3.6 million for the Michelle Obama Trail in Georgia,
well, you want
$1.2 million to support the DACA recipients.
That's the Michelle Obama,
yeah,
Kevin Flynn walking trail.
Yeah.
That is. Your name's on it, too, so you should like that.
Oh, I'm helping pay for it, I guess.
Listener says, hey, how about talking about what makes us happy at Christmas, not all this negative talk? Well, there's things in the news that we can't avoid, but I love your idea of talking about what makes you happy at Christmas.
I would love to talk about that. You know what I love at Christmas? I love 79 cents a pound turkey. I love $2 gas. I love no crime. I like going out downtown Minneapolis and seeing the lights and doing that without worry of being carjacked or mugged. That's a positive thing we love about the holidays. I jest.
Just.
Microaggressive there, sorry.
Exactly. By the way, we'll take that listener up on the suggestion and do some happy Christmas talk before the holiday.
Absolutely.
John Hinderrocker, when we come back, don't go away. You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
USA News Update. Ukrainian President Zelensky will be in Washington, D.C. today to meet with President Biden, hold a press conference at the White House, and address a joint session of Congress. The Biden administration, focusing on immigrants, is asking the Supreme Court to end asylum restrictions like Title 42, but not until at least after Christmas. As the border crisis rages, Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Fox reminds Americans how secure the border was under Republican leadership.
And that it was just 2.5 years ago when we had the most secure border in decades under President Trump, doing four things: remain in Mexico, Title 42, in catch and release, and build the border wall.
The man at the receiving end of the immaculate reception, 72-year-old Franco Harris, who played running back in the National Football League for the Pittsburgh Steelers and Seattle Seahawks, has died. Lance Pry, USA News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin, mother and child. Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleeping heavenly peace, sleeping heavenly.
Just as the listener requested, a little happy Christmas thought there. One of the classics of Oh Holy Night. What's on Your Mind, brought to you by MyPillow, with the best Christmas gifts ever. They extended that money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2023, so you can give the gift, and then they can say, do I like this? Do I not like this? Do I want to change the sound? Maybe it's those slippers, the most comfortable slippers that money can buy. $49.98 right now with your promo code SCOTT. $49.98, promo code SCOTT. Can't beat a deal like that. There's sleepwear as well. Incredible deals right now on the sleepwear at MyPillow. And, you know, obviously the mattress toppers and, the My Store now, My Coffee. A lot of great Christmas gift-giving ideas. And you're doing it from in front of your computer staying warm. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott for all the great deals, the sheets, the towels. They've got them all. It's great stuff. John Hinderlocker from the Center of the American Experiment of Minnesota and North Dakota here with us today to talk about some things in the news. John, how are you? Merry Christmas.
Hey, doing great. Hey, Scott, I got a question for you. Can we get us some of that global warming I keep hearing about?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's obviously a thing, right, with the minus, you know, I don't know if you've seen the temperatures in North Dakota, but we even got you beat a little bit. We got double-digit minus temperatures, John. So
plan on June, I would say.
I was talking to one of my friends in Western North Dakota on the phone yesterday. He was driving in his pickup. He told me it was 28 below where he was. He said, hey, that's heading right for you in the Twin Cities. I don't know about that, but we're supposed to have about 8 inches of snow hitting us today. And, you know, here it is not even Christmas, and, you know, we've had about enough of this nonsense. I want to see some of that global warming we keep hearing about.
Yeah, no kidding. We could take a little bit of that global warming for sure.
Call back in July, and then I'll be able to take care of that for you, Joe.
Oh, man. What is on your mind, my good friend?
Well, you know, I'm with the caller who said, man, it's Christmas time. Let's be happy. And I think there's times when some of us should sit back and count our blessings and thank the Lord that we're Americans, for example, despite everything. You know, we're still better off than anybody else. You know, I guess the big thing in the news, right? Well, a couple of big things in the news. One is that stupid January 6th committee finally wrapped up its traveling road show and recommended that President Trump be indicted on some very silly grounds. But, you know, Scott, that recommendation, you know, congressional committees do this a lot. They'll have hearings, do an investigation, and they'll refer somebody to the Department of Justice for criminal prosecution. And that's very common, and most of the time, DOJ just ignores it. But this time, I assume that Merrick Garland has been in on this dance from the beginning, and I think it's highly probable that the Department of Justice will indeed indict Donald Trump on these kind of silly grounds. And you know, unless he pleads guilty to something, that means a criminal trial in the District of Columbia, where 98% of the people in the jury pool can't stand Trump. I mean, I think we need to be taking this pretty seriously.
They just keep coming. They just keep coming, whether it's tax returns or the January 6th committee or, you know, the FBI and what we learned from the Twitter files. It's just nonstop, isn't it? It's just they're not going to quit.
You're right, Scott. Is it a nonstop attack on the American people? And you mentioned another of the big stories right now, and that's the Twitter files. And we now see that the FBI, over a period of time, was collaborating with left wingers at Twitter to suppress conservative voices. And the famous instance that we get here in the lead up to the 2020 election was suppressing the Joe Biden corruption story. People keep talking about the Hunter Biden laptop story, but that, you know, the laptop just happened to be where the evidence was. But the evidence wasn't about Hunter Biden. The evidence was of the corruption of Joe Biden, who at that moment was about to be elected president. And the FBI, having that evidence, they had the laptop in their possession, you know. Now, they knew what was on it. And they collaborated with the liberal press and with Twitter and I think Facebook as well to suppress that story, which very likely, if it had come out, would have swung the election to Donald Trump. There's poll data that suggests very strongly that Trump would have won that election if the FBI hadn't intervened and if the liberal press hadn't colluded to suppress the story. I mean, this is really, and even now, with these Twitter documents having come out, you know it, your listeners know it, if you read the New York Post, you know it, but if you rely on the New York Times or the Washington Post or the Minneapolis Star Tribune, you still don't know what happened in the 2020 election.
Yeah, that's really extraordinary when you think about it, because the FBI essentially was a subsidiary of Twitter, right? I mean, everything we know now from
or vice versa. Twitter was taking orders from the FBI, and the FBI has been turned into an instrument of the Democratic Party.
Yeah, and so they're there saying yes on that one, no on that one, no can you suppress that one, and literally part of this regular process that was going on, and that isn't news. I mean, it's just, I don't know how many more examples we need of the fact that the media is bankrupt of any standards for the most part in this country right now. It's further evidence.
Well, right? Yeah, they're the liberal media, they're all shrugging at the Twitter document story because they already knew it. This isn't news to them. They knew it back in 2020 when they colluded in this effort to suppress the news about Joe Biden's corruption so that he could win the election. They're part of the story. And they have no interest now in blowing the whistle on themselves.
Amazing, really, what Elon Musk has done. I mean, that story is really phenomenal. To come in there and say, we're gonna air the dirty laundry and make sure everybody knows what was happening. I mean, think about this. Yet another example of, these folks getting caught red-handed. I love it.
And it's also revealing, Scott, because, you know, he says, I'm going to make Twitter a free speech platform. We're no longer going to suppress the conservative voices. And the liberals go crazy. They go nuts at the idea that there should be one place in the world where conservative voices are heard on a level playing ground and equal footing with liberal voices. They can't take that. They can't stand it. And so they've launched all these insane attacks on Elon Musk. It's really revealing.
A couple of comments coming in from our listeners. First one here says, John, explain how the January 6th Commission is can't tell what that word is, but it looks like defunct, based on the fact that there was no legal representation for Trump.
Yeah. Well, what happened there is that way back in the beginning, Nancy Pelosi wouldn't allow Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader, to appoint committee members to that committee. And which is ridiculous, outrageous. That never happens. That there's no such thing, you know, as the majority dictating who the minority members on the committee are going to be. And as a result of that, we wound up with Liz Cheney as one of the so-called Republicans on the committee. But there was nobody on the committee, like, for example, an Elise Stefanik, you know, who would have actually defended Trump. So it was, there were only a couple Republicans on the committee, nobody who was willing to stand up for Trump on the committee. And the whole thing was a kangaroo court from beginning to end. They strung it out and they called these kind of bogus witnesses. But, you know, we don't know any more at the end of that process than we knew going in. We know what happened on January 6th. We know that President Trump said to the crowd, go and demonstrate at the Capitol in a peaceful and lawful way. That was his instruction. We know that some guards opened the doors to the Capitol and just welcomed a bunch of people to come in and take selfies and wander around. And we know that there was at least one door where some people, yes, were trying to break in. And that's where Ashley Babbitt got shot. And that was the only person killed in the course of that day. This was not one of the 50 worst, most destructive or most violent riots that took place over that 12-month period. This was not in the top 50. You want to see some destructive riots, come to Minneapolis. You'll see riots that make that look like a church social.
Another listener says, you better tell John we're not supposed to use the word American, because he said earlier, isn't it great to be Americans? Have you seen the Stanford...
you need to change the name of your country, of your company.
Yeah.
You can't be the Great American Experiment.
Center of the American Experiment.
Center of the American Experiment.
How are we
going to
do that? Have you seen the have you seen the naughty list of words you can't use from Stanford University?
It's unbelievable. Now, they got so much blowback on this, and one of them, of course, is American, but there's this whole long list, and you got to use all these clumsy, you know, four or five word phrases to avoid. You can't say the word immigrant, you know, or something like that. There's all this whole long list of hurtful words. I think we need a list of colleges and universities that you shouldn't send your kids to. That's what I think. And boy, it's a long list right now. Stanford is certainly on it.
Here is what you're supposed to say for American, U.S. citizen.
Yeah, and the reason for this, the logic behind it is that, you know, there's North America, South America, there's
right.
A whole bunch of countries. And if you just say American, you're implying that the most important of those countries is the United States of America. Which, oh, by the way, Scott, happens to be true.
Is there a safe space for higher education in this country? This is
well, I think Hillsdale
there you
is
go.
A safe space.
That'd be one. Yeah.
I think maybe Liberty University, I think, is a pretty safe space. And I'm sure our listeners would call in and say there's three or four others. But I'll tell you, there's not very many. And there's a whole lot of young people who would be better off go to the community college, go to the trade school, learn how to weld, learn how to be a carpenter, learn how to be a manufacturer, you know, CNC programmer in a manufacturing company, and then just read some books in your spare time. You know, you can learn stuff. You can read history. You can read literature. You can read up on science. A lot of these universities, Scott, in my opinion, they're doing more harm than good.
All right, now we're getting all kinds of suggestions on others that ought to be on the list. I'm not being literal. University of Mary is a good one. I completely agree with that. NDSU, UND, we're fortunate that the university system in North Dakota is governed by a very conservative legislature. They're the purse strings for that legislature, so that's pretty darn important in that regard. When we come back with John, we're going to talk about 2023. I'm talking about next year and the center in North Dakota and Minnesota and their priorities, so stay tuned for that on What's on Your Mind.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Discover kinder care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, green dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Yeah, I got a request for some Dolly. Happy to play it.
Oh. No kidding.
Her Hard Candy Christmas is a great song, too.
She's a generous soul, that Dolly Parton, too.
Yes, she is. She's an icon.
Little Santa M.O. in her as well. She does all kinds of wonderful charitable things.
I was blown away by what she's worth. Like $500 million or something. It's unreal.
Sing and make the big bucks.
Dollywood and all the stuff, yep.
We're brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA Home Cook and Grab and Go Convenience. Today you buy 2 fresh baked cookies, you get 1 free. That's a good deal. Swedish meatballs or lasagna in Valley City. Spaghetti and garlic toast in Harwood. Swedish Meatballs, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, or Tuna Hot Dish today. Beefy Mac and MP Avenue, Lasagna in Glendon, Scallop Potatoes in Ham and Euland, and 45th Street has Tater Tot Hot Dish, PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. I'm looking at this story in the Daily Mail about the Stanford story, by the way. I just wanted to share this with you guys. And there's a big banner in the crowd among the student section. The students are wearing T-shirts, and even the band has things over their big tubas, and it all says, Stanford hates fun.
Yeah, that's perfect.
So the kids are pushing back a little bit about this. So, yeah, that is good. I love it. Back with John Hinderacher from the Center of the American Experiment. In our remaining minutes, I thought we should talk a little bit about 2023 and priorities. What you got planned, John?
Well, as you know, Scott, we work in all the main areas that are of concern in state and local government. Right now, behind the scenes, our policy people are working with legislators in North Dakota, working on things like your tax code, which is a million times better than ours here in Minnesota, but not perfect. So, for example, there's a marriage penalty in the North Dakota tax code, and the corporate tax system can be improved with better incentives. And so we're doing that kind of work behind the scenes. But the thing I want to highlight, Scott, is that next year we are going to launch a big pro-agriculture campaign. It's kind of like the pro-oil and gas campaign that we've got going in North Dakota and in other states. As you know, Scott, the left is making war around the world on agriculture. You look at what happened in Sri Lanka, the Netherlands, Canada, and it's coming to the United States. It's here. And the two main areas are attacking nitrogen-based fertilizers, synthetic fertilizers, because they're made with natural gas, and basically attacking animal husbandry. You know, you can only sell free-range bacon in California, is this kind of thing. And essentially what the leftists, the end game here is they want us to eat insects instead of meat. I mean, that literally is what they are trying to bring about. And we're seeing this already in the grocery store. It's not Ukraine. It's the attacks that leftists are making on agriculture around the world and now here in the United States. And so we are trying to mobilize the ag sector of the economy and get some major players behind this. We're going to have a policy fellow specializing in agriculture in the first half of 2023. And this is a campaign that we're going to bring to North Dakota and we're going to bring to South Dakota. And as we can get it revved up, we're going to bring it to Iowa and Wisconsin as well, because this is something that is of national interest. Americans want to eat meat, and Americans want to be able to go to the grocery store and afford to shop, afford to buy groceries. And just like the left is trying to make gasoline more expensive, they're trying to make groceries more expensive. And we are going to be fighting back.
Don't you think agriculture sort of just keeps its head down and does what it does and doesn't really engage much, whereas in this case, they're fighting for real. They do want us eating insects, and agriculture really needs to get in the game and start swinging, don't they?
Scott, big business. It's like the old jokes about, you know, the crocodile. Hopefully the crocodile eats you last, right? So big business tends to be very passive. It's the same thing in the oil and gas industry. Most of those companies, they don't defend themselves. They try to placate the left. They put up some wind turbines and they say, we're not an oil company, we're an energy company, you know. Look at the wind turbines, you know. And they don't defend themselves. And that strategy doesn't work. When the left comes after your industry, you've got to fight back. And I think we're seeing that increasingly in the oil and gas sector. And I'm optimistic that we are going to see it now in the ag sector.
Yeah, and that's welcome. Not to mention, really, we ought to just, you know, in general, do a better job of celebrating agriculture. And they don't get the credit they deserve. They're a huge part of our economy, and they feed the world.
You know, people in the free world, but especially here in the United States, we eat better than people have ever eaten in the history of the world. You walk into a grocery store, you just look at this cornucopia of produce, of meat, of seafood, of all these kinds of foods from all over the world. And average Americans can afford to eat like kings, and we take that for granted, but we shouldn't. This is an unbelievable benefit from free enterprise and from farmers and for all the companies in the agricultural sector, and we got to defend it. We got to preserve this way of life.
Absolutely. John, great chatting with you as always. Thanks for the update. I hope everybody has a great holiday. We'll talk with you after Christmas.
Great Christmas to you, Scott.
Take care. John Hinderacher from the Center of the American Experiment, our guest on What's on Your Mind. All right, Kev, got some...
That's a wrap.
Christmas music ready to roll?
Oh, yeah.
Going to be back at it tomorrow right here on the program.
Sounds like a plan.
Sing along Christmas. Right here on What's on Your Mind.
Snowed in together.
Yeah, no kidding. Thank you, sir. God bless, folks. We'll see you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. You heard the news that Twitter censored conservatives big time. They also suppressed information about Hunter Biden's laptop. Now Eric Bolling is on Newsmax, exposing Twitter's war on President Trump. Tune in tonight to watch Eric Bolling, The Balance, for news you need to know. And make sure you vote in Newsmax's urgent poll. Do you want Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis as your candidate in 2024? Newsmax wants to know what you think. Vote in the Newsmax poll on Trump versus DeSantis. Just text the word ZONE to 39747. That's ZONE to 39747. Let your voice be heard. I tune into Newsmax for news I can trust. And remember, vote in Newsmax poll on Trump versus DeSantis. Text ZONE to 39747. That's ZONE to 39747. And make the switch to Newsmax. I did. You'll love it.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.